CPAC straw poll, Donald Trump 62, Ron DeSantis 22, everyone else single digits. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump easily won the Conservative Political Action Conference's CPAC straw poll for the 2024 Republican Party presidential nominee on Saturday. Trump received 62% support in the poll completed by more than 2,000 CPAC attendees, bringing him 40 points higher than the second-place candidate. CPAC's straw poll results were announced on Saturday just before Trump took the stage to address the conservative crowd at the Gaylord in Fort Washington, Maryland. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., came in second place, receiving 20% support in the straw poll. Although he has not officially launched a presidential bid, many political pundits expect DeSantis to announce his candidacy in late spring or early summer at the end of Florida's current legislative session. Trump's victory in the straw poll on Saturday comes after he handily won straw polls at both CPAC events in Orlando, Florida, and Dallas, Texas, last year. Michigan businessman Perry Johnson, who tried to run for governor of his state, came in third place with 5% support. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, the only two declared candidates featured in the poll, received 3 and 1% support, respectively. Other names in the poll included Senator Rand Paul, RKY, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who all received 1% support. Joseph Bellnome, a 47-year-old New Jersey resident who attended CPAC, told the New York Post he cast his straw poll ballot for the former president because Trump knows what he is doing and when he gets in there he doesn't have to have on-the-job training. DeSantis is a good governor. I think he can be a good future president, I don't think it's his time yet. I think Trump has to finish what he started there, Bellnome added. In the vice presidential candidate straw poll, former Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake received the most support at 20%, while DeSantis was second place at 14%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.